I pointed out to Daddy on the phone this morning that I haven't written an entry in a while, and he encouraged me to write one. After a recent stressor, I'm entirely open to the idea of a distraction. It's been 12 days since my last entry. How much life can change in just under 2 weeks? Last Friday, I arrived back in Seattle after 6 days of training with Daddy, a collared and owned little girl. It would be tremendously difficult to accurately document every single instance there was of cocksucking, cockriding, ass-worshipping, ass-cleaning, clit-rubbing, scrotum-licking, moaning, screaming, coming, during what I now characterize as some of the greatest days of my life. But I do want to detail one session in particular, the session in which I entered subspace for the first time ever. Tuesday, May 16th. Morning. So it sounds to me like there's actually a lot you haven't done in terms of kink and bondage, Daddy says as he slides a plate of eggs and toast before me. Yeah, that's true. I feel like I've had a lot of sex, but haven't done a whole bunch in terms of experimentation. Right. For example, am I right in remembering that you mentioned you've never been immobilized? His question makes me blush. Yes, Daddy. I've never even been handcuffed. I've always wanted to try that, though. Well, and you've never been spanked before? No, not really. Knowing how sexual you are, I find that quite odd, he says, pausing for a moment to clean his glasses. No one ever brought up the idea? I mean, no one I really wanted to do it with, and I mean, I've had my ass slapped while getting fucked, sure, but I've never been sat down over someone's lap or on all fours with the formal intention of being spanked, if that makes sense. Daddy nods. It does. Do you think you'd like it? I'm not sure. I used to think I didn't like pain all that much, but when we used the nipple clamps the last time I was over, I actually really liked that. And I liked having my tits slapped, too. I would be open to trying more. There's a peaceful stillness as sunshine peeks its way into the kitchen. Daddy sips his coffee. For this next part, I will be reading while using a Hitachi. Daddy sits on the edge of the bed and motions for me to climb over his lap. As I lay over him, he glides his hand over my back, sensitizing my skin, and pulls off my panties in one fluid motion. My ass tenses, partially from the cold, partially from the strangely pleasurable embarrassment of having my moistening pussy on display, helplessly. But my ass relaxes again when I feel Daddy's warm hand graze the back of my thigh. Daddy begins to hit me, lightly at first, then harder and harder, on what I now know is called my sit spot. Are you liking this, little girl? Does a little pain make you wet? Daddy asks me as he takes a finger to inspect my wetness. Oh my god, baby girl, I think you do like a little pain. I can only manage a week. Yes, Daddy, I guess I do. Sit up for a second, sweetie. I feel my pussy getting wetter and wetter as Daddy fastens a collar with attached nipple clamps around my neck. Daddy completes the ensemble with a leash that he ties around his bed railing, securing me and limiting my range of motion. He instructs me to lay face down on the bed. As I do, I feel the nipple clamps working with my every movement, my every squirm. Daddy uses a rope to tie my hands behind my back. Arch your back slightly, pretty girl. I do as I'm told. I can only lie there and wait for what's coming. I've never really liked being finger fucked. Most guys automatically assume a girl wants two or more fingers, or that women want it jackhammer fast all the time. But Daddy knows what I crave. He slides one finger delicately into my pussy. as Daddy starts fingering me. It happens almost immediately. I'm overcome with an urge to push away a feeling that is too pleasurably intense. A feeling that's so good, it's too good. Sort of how I imagine men feel when I run my tongue over the head of their cocks once they've finished a load down my tight, warm throat. Oh my god, Daddy. Daddy, Daddy, wait, wait. Daddy's fingers are still going inside me slowly, but with gradually adding pressure and intensity. Jesus Christ, how are you doing that, Daddy? In the past, I probably would have maneuvered my way out of that too pleasurably intense feeling, but I can't move. I can't move. I can't. I'm hit by what feels like a sudden wave of paralysis, both of my body and mind. I have no control. I just exist. My mind is blank because I'm not thinking. I'm only experiencing physical sensations. Only experiencing the moment I'm in as it happens. Almost as if in a meditative state. Every touch is amplified, electrified, magnetized, magnified. Comprehension is beyond my means. All I know, at the core of my being, is that when Daddy sticks his finger or his cock into my tight pussy hole, I'm complete. Daddy finger fucks me steadily until, after 10 minutes, I get very quiet and my toes begin to curl. Telltale signs that I'm about to come. Oh god, I'm gonna come, Daddy. Please touch my clit, Daddy. Please touch my clit. I feel him gently place the tip of his finger over my clit, and the orgasm is almost instantaneous. Retrospectively, it would have been cool to have captured my first dive into subspace on film. But immediately preceding that thought is another that is glad to have the memory between just the two of us, between a daddy and his little girl. We did manage to capture our second spanking session the next day, in which Daddy used his hand, a crop, and a paddle on me. Well, I guess that is enough for today.